Halton Healthcare, HHC, says it has been seeing an unprecedented number of pediatric patients in the emergency room over the past year. The local organization that operates the hospitals in Georgetown, Milton, and Oakville reports it saw approximately 40,000 emergency visits involving children in the space of 12 months with serious illnesses such as bronchiolitis, pneumonia, respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, and asthma. This surge is anticipated to last 2 to 3 years, and we can expect even higher volumes and sicker children during the winter months, said HHC in a press release. To prepare for that, pediatric leaders developed an innovative training model called the PEP Squad, a pediatric emergency practice partnership to upskill emergency department, ED, staff and physicians in the unique needs of young children. An expert team of ED, pediatric professional practice clinicians, pediatric, ED nurses, chief of pediatrics, child life specialist, registered dietitian and respiratory therapists develop teaching materials and offer skills workshops and just-in-time teaching at the bedside, chairside. The pediatrics team uses what's called a PEARLS framework, promoting excellence and reflective learning in simulation, which is considered the gold standard method of experiential learning. In the ED, scenario-based simulations provide hands-on training that include learning about codes, using mannequins to simulate vital signs, practicing assessments, and debriefing, which allows learners to reflect, ask questions, and discuss outcomes. Another initiative is Train the Trainer workshops, which create dyads of physicians and nurses who can then train their own teams, creating an exponential increase in the number of staff who are more confident in caring for children. The PEP Squad approach is having a very positive impact, reducing the pain and anxiety children experience in their treatment while in the EDs and creating a sense of safety for them and their families, says Halton Healthcare. The response from staff and physicians is also very positive, with 15 to 30 participants in simulation sessions and many repeat participants.